It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out why our guest is counting the days until we can put election season behind us.
First, the Senate race in Wisconsin between incumbent Republican Ron Johnson and Democratic challenger Russ Feingold is getting more national attention. Millions of dollars in the form of TV ads are pouring into Wisconsin as political action committees supporting the candidates try to sway the election next week. Here's a few examples of the ads airing now.
Terrorist attacks in California, a nightclub in Florida, a mall in Minnesota. The threat is real. Yet Russ Feingold supports the deal that gave Iran billions. Billions, even John Kerry admits, will fund terrorism.
My opponent backs bad trade deals that export jobs and billion-dollar tax loopholes for big corporations. I'm going to close those loopholes and help small businesses in Wisconsin grow and create jobs.
Russ Feingold will keep drowning us in the Obamacare disaster. Higher costs, lost coverage, lost doctors.
6 years ago, Ron Johnson sold us a bill of goods.
I'm not a politician.
But then Senator Johnson gave himself a $10 million corporate payout, went to Washington, and never looked back.
Susan Johnson joins us now to talk about these ads and the Senate race 1 week out from the election. She's an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
So we're seeing a lot of money being put in on both sides for both candidates here in Wisconsin, where there was a thought that maybe Russ Feingold had too big a lead. Why are we seeing so much money in the 11th hour here?
Well, if you look at some of the polling through October and even before then, Russ Feingold has had and held a lead, but it hasn't been that substantial. So my assumption is that in terms of the Johnson campaign or the Senate Republican campaign organization, they must have some internal polling that indicates that the race is fairly close and winnable, and therefore there's money being put into it from, as you mentioned in the introduction, several different political action committees.
Do these kind of ads, especially with just a week or so to go till the election, do they make a difference?
Well, it's interesting because with early voting and absentee voting and things like that, we see that many people cast their ballots even before Election Day. On the other hand, there are voters who would say they're undecided or haven't been paying as much attention to the Senate race because perhaps they've been paying more attention to the presidential race. And so I think that the goal would be to convince people who maybe are on the fence or people who perhaps are we're not planning on voting to make sure they come out and vote in that Senate election.
Let's look at the presidential coattails here a little bit. There was concern as Donald Trump was polling poorly earlier, just a couple of weeks ago, really, that he might be a drag on key Senate candidates around the country like Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson will now be appearing with Donald Trump for the first time in a visit to Wisconsin, a Donald Trump visit to Wisconsin. Is there some benefit for Ron Johnson of appearing with Donald Trump?
Well, Ron Johnson had been one of those who had kept Donald Trump at arm's length. And I think that perhaps given the events in the presidential election that happened with FBI Director Comey's letter to Congress on Friday, that perhaps people are seeing an uptick in support or a hopeful uptick in support for Donald Trump. And Ron Johnson doesn't see as many negatives as there were before if he's going to be appearing with him.
And how about those the Comey announcement, the emails, Hillary Clinton's campaign? Is that something that might be a drag for a Democratic Senate candidate like Russ Feingold?
Potentially, but I'm not sure that it will be for Feingold specifically. I mean, I think that if this depresses turnout, as is what a lot of Democrats are concerned about, that it could perhaps be a drag for some Senate candidates. But Russ Feingold has a lot of support within the state of Wisconsin, and because he's running to reclaim his seat, I would almost think that there's a lot of people in the state, Democrats in the state, who are more motivated to vote for him than they actually are for Hillary Clinton.
Talking to Susan Johnson, associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater, a flurry, an upsurge in spending in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race a week out from the election, looking at what's going on between now and then. Let's put this in national context, Susan. How important is this seat for Democratic efforts to turn the Senate Democratic, Republican efforts to keep their majority?
It's very important. The Senate right now currently has a Republican majority, as we know, and the Democrats have their sights on taking over that majority, and they would need 4 seats to do that if Hillary Clinton wins the election and 5 if Donald Trump won, because the vice president would be the tiebreaker in a 50-50 Senate. And so the Democrats are looking to win Wisconsin. That's one of the states that I think they had in their must-win category, and I think that that might be why the Democrats are also putting some money into campaign ads this week to shore up what they see as their advantage in the state.
Let's talk about the tone of this race a little bit, Susan. We heard a taste of some of those campaign ads there. I think it's fair to characterize a lot of the ads that have been out there in the Senate race as attack ads. Definitely a very dark tone in some of the pro-Ron Johnson, anti-Russ Feingold ones, some attacks going back. And then we've heard from candidate incumbent Ron Johnson. He has said in radio interviews he doesn't respect Russ Feingold. He's called him a phony. Russ Feingold has called it a kind of a hysterical last-ditch effort on Ron Johnson's part, some of his attacks. So what do you make of the tone in the Senate race at this point?
Well, I think the tone in Senate elections and elections in general over the past decade or so has been quite negative, and I think the tone that we're seeing in 2016 is particularly negative from the top of the ticket on down. So I'm not terribly surprised, given just how polarized the nation is and even the state of Wisconsin is, that the ads are quite negative on both sides.
Looking at a presidential election year, are voters out there looking carefully at the issue, the issues and the policy platforms of Senate candidates, or is this a lower information race than usual because of the presidential race, so maybe these ads are the one thing we have to go by?
Well, I think that what happens when you have any sort of election that's in the same year as the presidential election year, you have much less information being shared because the media is just not paying attention to the races as they would be if there had not been a presidential election going on. So I think you have a point there that sometimes these ads are the only information or part of a very limited information that voters are getting about various candidates.
One issue that whoever the senator is going to be will have to deal with is a Supreme Court opening. This is something that's been an issue in the race so far, with Merrick Garland not getting a vote in the U.S. Senate. We've seen some Republican U.S. Senate incumbents elsewhere in the country saying they might be looking at holding off a vote on a Supreme Court candidate for another 4 years, maybe, if Hillary Clinton wins this election. What do you make of the Supreme Court seats in the Senate race?
It's interesting because both candidates are talking about the importance of either of them getting elected for the purpose of that replacement on the Supreme Court. And frankly, it's pretty frightening that we're hearing people say that they would perhaps not hold a vote on a Supreme Court nominee for 4 more years. I mean, this is already, we're already in uncharted water. So I'm not glad to hear that. But I know that it's something that both candidates are using as a political tool to try to motivate their voters.
We've seen in Senate races around the country, not so much here in Wisconsin, the case where one candidate has the big gaffe or statement that really gets a lot of negative attention. It seems like both candidates have managed to avoid that kind of moment in this race. Is that the only thing that would really sway people, that would really move the needle a lot at this point, do you think?
I mean, I think voters' minds are fairly made up. I mean, like I said earlier, there are certain independents or people who are leaning one way or the other. But I think that when you have two candidates, Ron Johnson, who has held that seat now for 6 years, and Russ Feingold, who held it for multiple terms beforehand, they're pretty known quantities. And so I would assume that there's not a whole lot of movement there, but these ads and other things are going to be targeting that smaller percentage of people who may not be decided yet.
And are you watching election night returns with some of your students, Susan?
I'll probably be watching on my couch and hopefully go to bed early.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, it might be a late night for a lot of us. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater. She joined us to talk about the millions of dollars in ad spending in Wisconsin's Senate race a week out from the election.